Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Time you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Doing a great job down there at GCN, doing a great job on the other side of this glass, Sam and Judah. And friends, I want to get back to the topic because that was hour one. It's like, oh my goodness, that was, that like flew. Dead. During the break, of course, I got, folks, I got lots of live chat going on here. If you want to watch us, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Watch us live on YouTube and or before it's news. You can watch us live even now. Of course, we're going to get one of those pro-Trumpers that's going to close his eyes. He's got his finger over his eyeball. Doesn't want to see him for who he is. And this is what he said. Now listen carefully. Pay attention to the details because that's where you find the devil. Okay? President Trump and Paula White are being bashed here. I'm out of here, man. I support President Trump and honor him as my president of the United States of America. Well, first of all, he's not the law. He's a representative of the law. Okay? The law is stated in Article 6, Section 2, and it's called the U.S. Constitution, under God, one nation under God, right? Yep, remember that? Yep, okay. Just wanted to make sure. And secondly, brother from another mother that says that we're bashing Donald Trump and Paula White. No, it's called the truth. It's not bashing. See, the truth exposes them for who they are, John 7:7. That's exactly what Jesus said. If you read John 15, he says the same thing over there. They don't want the truth, friends. They just want to be led down the road blindly so they end up in the ditch. And Jesus said, you know what? Let them be. The blind lead the blind. They all end up in the ditch. But truly, if this guy understood who we are under God and in this country and our responsibility before God and man, if he's going to honor the president of the United States of America, he's going to honor the office. Okay? And we all know what Roosevelt said, President Roosevelt. He said patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. Okay? So here's another individual that is just ignorantly going along to get along. And what does he do? He goes right along. Folks, what you call the left today, they pick up their talking points from those that call themselves the right. Just so you know. Okay? He calls it bashing. No, it's the truth. I mean, when a cop pulls someone over for speeding, is the cop bashing the one that broke the law? Absolutely not. He's exposing them. That's his job. He's a peace officer. And if you want peace, then guess what? The law has to do its job and take effect through judgment. Read Amos 5:15 when you get a moment. So, with that all said, I want to get back to this. We're talking about the false prophets making war against God and his church. In my scriptural response to Mario Murillo, who's one of these false prophets, in his unscriptural rant. Okay? Now, I'm picking it up from the last hour. Okay? And just when you didn't think it could get any worse, Mario Murillo sticks his head out and writes, just like this guy said on live chat just a moment ago that I exposed, he said, the flawed logic of never Trump Christians. I am for the law. Like Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He says, I'm not a Democrat. He said, I'm not an aristocrat. He said, I'm a Christocrat. Exactly. If we're Christocrats, listen, friends, we're going to be responsible before God in Christ. Okay? Flawed logic of them that stand against tyranny, Mario? Romans 12:21 says the church is supposed to be good and they're supposed to overcome evil by being good, right? Now again, friends, to those who know the word in the U.S. Constitution, I have to say, you can't make up what Mario just stated. The flawed logic of never Trump Christians. Hey folks, when Donald Trump transgresses the Constitution, come on, don't criticize him. That's not love. Come on, when Donald Trump lies to you on a 24/7 basis, don't expose him for his lies. Come on, that's not love. Really? What Bible are you looking at and reading? Proverbs 19:9 says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Also read Revelations 21, verse 8. Also read 1 Corinthians 6:9, because liars shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Okay? Yeah, we are called to reprove them. Ephesians 5:11. That's the job of the light, is to reprove the darkness. Yeah, it's the job to love in truth. Go to 1 Corinthians 13. It tells us that love, charity, rejoiceth not in iniquity, lawlessness. But during the end times, which we're beginning to see roll into play here, the love of many waxeth cold because of what? People like Mario Murillo. The love of many waxeth cold because why? The workers of lawlessness, iniquity. Okay? I highlighted the other day, friends, to those who know the word in the Constitution, again, you can't make this up what Mario Murillo said, the flawed logic of those never Trump Christians. Hey, listen, I'm a Christocrat. I'm for the law. That's me. Okay? But when we're talking about Mario Murillo, you want to expose him for a moment, because Scripture does that. Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. So it should come as no surprise when Proverbs 28 verse 4 comes into reality. Once again, they that forsake the law, God's government, his moral government, they praise the wicked men, right? But it tells us the second half of that Scripture, Proverbs 28 verse 4, but such as keep the law contend with them. That's what we're doing here, friends. So in other words, when men forsake God's government, which is his moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, they give themselves to praising man's. And that's what's happening here. Mario writes, here is how never Trump Christians think. Fight those who are fighting for you, suggesting that Donald Trump's fighting for us. I just covered that during the first hour, and I'm going to get to more of that in a moment. But he's suggesting that Donald Trump is fighting for us. Fight those who are fighting for you and aid those who are fighting against you. Friends, I want to tell you something about Mario Murillo. He is completely backwards, upside down, and it's diametrically opposed to Scripture in the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. You can find that in Isaiah 59, verse 14. And friends, I've shared this again, and I got to say it again because it's that important. But when I first got born again of the Spirit, John 3:3, the first thing I noticed is when people would give, namely false prophets, I would notice right away the opposite of what they were saying was true. And we can see this with Elijah, we can see this with Micaiah, we can see this with Gideon, we can see this with the prophets, friends. Like, for example, 1 Kings 22, verse 6 through 12, King Ahab wanted to go out to war. He had 400 prophets tell him, go, prosper in the war. The one prophet, Micaiah, came up and said, no, this is what's going to happen to you. So what did they do? The king says, this prophet always hates me, the one that told him the truth. He told him, you're not going to survive this war. He told him what he wanted to hear, and he got mad about that. But what does he do at the end of the day? He gives Micaiah, the faithful prophet, he gives him the bread of affliction. Keep in mind, King Ahab also stood on top of Mount Carmel in 1 Kings 18 with that of none other than Elijah, right? What was Elijah doing up there? It was an exposure of the false prophets. There was 850 of them, right? Do you remember what Elijah said to the people that called themselves God's children? How long will you falter between two opinions? Either God is God or what? Only you can answer that, Christians. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, talking about the false prophets make war against God and his church. Be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I appreciate all the top chat, live chat, but if you got contention concerning the topics, you want to set us straight, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what people will do is they'll leave their comments, but they won't call in and set us straight. I'm showing you the basket of fruit concerning this administration and the false prophets. I'm not bashing. I'm doing my job. And it's our job to slay sin, every single one of us. Talking about false prophets make war against God and His church. A scriptural response to Mario Murillo's unscriptural rant. Friends, he's completely backwards. And I've noticed this since I've been born of the Spirit, friends, 23 years ago. I don't know the exact time, but roundabouts. I've noticed it right away. I knew this in the world. It's like you can tell when someone's lying or when they got something backwards. The false prophets say, go, right? The real prophets say, no, 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 beware, stop, go the other way. 1 Kings 22, verse 17. Mario continues on with his unscriptural rant. Want to see a blank stare? Simply ask a never-Trump Christian, folks, no such thing, who would rather have an alternative to President Trump. Here's this guy needs to shut his TV off, friends. He said, give me a name. In the war that's being waged against every one of our freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and everything we hold dear as the free nation. Well, I got a question for you, Mario. Why isn't the president condemning those that are attacking all those things that you just named? How come he's not attacking those that are attacking our freedoms? Why isn't he attacking those that are attacking freedom of speech like the big tech companies? Why isn't he attacking and condemning with the use of the DOJ in his hand that he could do whatever he wanted to do with concerning those that are attacking the church, freedom of religion? No, he's funding them, friends. He's funding them. He goes on, in the battle to protect the unborn, the family, and morality, this is Mario Murillo. You can't make it up. He said, who's your candidate for president? No, I mean, who could actually win? Again, friends, I would answer Mario's never Trump rant with this. People should understand the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the giver of the law. He is our leader. Once again, John 14:6. And it's called common law. Okay? to suggest that the president is fighting for us demonstrates that Mario Murillo is deluded every step of the way. Isaiah 5:20. He's got it backwards, inside out, upside down. Mario said about never, never Trumpers that they are those who are fighting against those who are fighting for you and aid those who are fighting against you. Keep that in mind. Friends, again, you can't make this up. You can't make it up. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. That's how we are to judge men. Again. So let's take a step back. Mario said, want to see a blank stare? Simply ask never Trump Christians, who would you rather have as an alternative to the to that of President Trump? He said, give me a name. See, what people don't realize, like Mario has not quite come to the obvious answer, as with many people, regardless of who's put into the people's White House, the agenda is going to go forward as it has because we are under the judgments of God. The same people that delivered up Hillary Clinton are the same exact people that delivered up Donald Trump. And I can prove it 1,000 times over. Common sense comes into play. Open your eyes. These are the people that would be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Jeremiah 5:21. My people are foolish. They're sottish. They're slow to come to terms with what's taking place. But he said my people would have it so. Mario continues, in the war that's being waged against every one of our freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and everything we hold dear as a free nation, in the battle to protect the unborn, the family, the morality, who's attacking those things more than the current administration? And I'm here to prove it. I want to say one more thing to that. There's over 200 other presidential candidates running for the presidency. Why is Buttigieg the top candidate? Why is Michael Bloomberg the top candidate? Why is Kamala Harris, why are these others, friends, why are they constantly under the eye of the media? Why are they constantly inundating you with these candidates? Because they're the ones that they picked. They win either way. The agenda goes forward, friends. When are you going to figure that out, Mario? There's 200 other people running for presidents, the presidency right now. How many have you heard from? See, the media controls information that Americans are and are not receiving. There's a lot of people that have figured this out, and more people are waking up. But again, this explains why 94% of the American people don't believe the mainstream media. I say this. It's time for the preachers to do more than just hide behind the pulpit. How about that one, Mario? James 2:14-26. Here's the fruit of Donald Trump. You ready? We judge him by his fruit. Mario Murillo advocating that Trump is protecting the unborn. Not true. Matter of fact, if you go to CNS News, a credible source, Minibus CR that funds Planned Parenthood and aborted baby parts research. President Donald Trump today signed a bill that the Republican, right, Congress is describing as a combined minibus and continuing resolution that funds the Department of Defense, Labor, Health and Human Services and Education for fiscal year 2019 and funds through December 7th. Okay, what did he sign on? He signed on with releasing funds into that of what? Well, that funds four major federal departments, defense, labor, HHS, and education for a full fiscal year. Okay, and includes a CR to fund multiple other departments through December 7th. And this started out as a standalone defense bill in the House of Representatives. The House passed the initial version of H.R. 6157 by a vote of 359-49 with only three Republicans voting against it. Okay? Guess what it funds, friends? It's funding Planned Parenthood and aborted baby parts. Under what? The minibus bill that was signed, under what? Like any other bill they passed, friends. They want to deceive the people. They prosper through craft. Remember what it told us in Daniel chapter 8? They prosper through craft, deceit, cunnings. Defense, friends. It's a defense appropriations bill. Is that what Donald Trump signed on to? Yes. Is that defending the life of the unborn? No, it's funding it. It's funding it. Did you get that? I just want to make sure. Did you get that? It's funding it. It's not defunding it. Well, what's difficult about that? I mean, it's like Obamacare. How many times did they have to change the name of Obamacare? First started out as Romney Care. Then it became Obamacare. And then it became American Health Care Act under Donald Trump. It's all unconstitutional, all illegal. But what kind of a name did they put it under, friends? Well, one that, well, most people would say, oh, they're looking out for us. That's good. I like that. As if to suggest the government has any business taking from those that work and giving it to those that don't concerning their health care. Hey, friends, do you realize that it's easier for many people in this country to be on welfare, for you to be a loser, than it is for you to make something out of yourself before God? Do you understand that? They're taking from the people that work and they're giving it to the have-nots. And this is all happening under Donald Trump. But we want to stick to the topic here. We're talking about what Mario Murillo said. He's here. He's defending the unborn. No, he's not. He's doing the exact opposite. Matter of fact, on January 5th of this last month, friends, 2020 at 8:42, it was reported Planned Parenthood annual report reveals highest ever number of abortions and government funding. Did you hear what I said? Planned Parenthood has released its 2018-2019 annual report, and it reveals that the abortion provider in its last fiscal year ending June 30, 2019, performed its highest yearly number of abortions on record while also receiving the highest amount of government funding it has ever received in a year, all under Donald Trump. What are you talking about, Mario? Man, see, the fruit doesn't line up to what you're saying, brother, from another mother. Donald Trump is protecting the family, said Mario Murillo. Really? Did you know that Donald Trump's U.S. Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, just signed on to a radical global agenda, a U.N. agenda? Did you know that? I thought he was there protecting the family, friends. Donald Trump's upholding morality, said Mario Murillo. Said Franklin Graham, said Robert Jeffress, said Paula White, said Mario Murillo, said Rodney Howard Brown, said Mark Taylor. Really? Really? Homosexuals on a global scale are praising Donald Trump for why? They're praising Donald Trump for attempting to decriminalize sodomy, friends, globally. Hey, you know what? It's a felony before God, number one. It's an abomination. Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13. Also keep in mind, friends, there's 30 references of the Lord condemning homosexuality. Before you allow government to pull down the fences, the laws, why don't you ask them why they put it up? But friends, talking about morality, Donald Trump's being praised by the sodomites on a global scale. We're going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A U.S. ban on foreign nationals traveling into the country if they visited China in the last 2 weeks is neither based on facts nor helpful, according to Chinese officials.
the White House announced that they would temporarily suspend entry into the United States of foreign nationals who may pose a risk of transmitting a deadly coronavirus. Here's Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
The actions we have taken and continue to take complement the work of China and the World Health Organization to contain the outbreak within China.
China's health authority said that 259 people have died and 11,791 people are now confirmed to have contracted the virus, surpassing the number of the 2002-2003 outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just looking some stuff up right now to coincide with the show today. What we're talking about is the false prophets making war against God and his church. And I'm giving a rebuttal to Mario Murillo's unscriptural rant. Mario, give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Mark Taylor, 1-866-582-9933. It's amazing how you people are praised by your followers. Woe unto you, and all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Yeah, we're going to get to more of that in just a couple of moments. We were talking about Mario Murillo saying that Donald Trump is protecting the unborn, the family, and morality, and I'm showing you just the exact opposite. I'm taking the fruit out of the basket that fell from the branches of Donald Trump's tree, and I'm sharing with you the fact of the matter. The last one I highlighted was upholding morality, and it's interesting, morality... If Donald Trump could have went to one end of the spectrum to expose himself for who he was, he did it. He wants to decriminalize sodomy. That's illegal. And since when did he become the president of the world? He wants to do this on a global scale. Friends, you need to open your eyes to what's going on here. Okay. Then we're told that Donald Trump's, by Mario Murillo, he's protecting the family. Hey, Sam, can I get you to go ahead and play the wall, the ever-changing promises about the wall? This is the man that you're putting your trust into, all of you Trumpites. Listen carefully.
Congress must fund the border wall. I will build a great, great wall, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my words.
The
Listen.
Wall can get built, folks. Just in case anybody has any questions, we need the wall. We're going to get the wall. We're going to have a wall.
The wall's happening.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
On day one, we will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful,
powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
So I'd love not to build the wall, but you need the wall.
Building it? Not negotiable. Not.
We have no choice. We have to close down our government. We're building that wall.
A wall without personnel there means nothing.
Those of us that know that border are going to be with Donald Trump.
And not a wall along the entire border.
So of course I disagreed with him because I was running against him.
The new giant wall makes no sense whatsoever.
Are you okay with $25 billion for the wall?
Whatever it takes.
Remember, we're not going to pay for that.
We are going to finance the Secure Fence Act.
This is Judas Paul Ryan.
Barrier. You can't get Mexico to pay for the wall. You, of course you can.
Do you have any doubt that I will get them to pay for the wall?
We will build the wall as sure as you are standing there.
As sure as you're standing there. 100%.
100%. 100%. Who's going to pay for the wall? Who's not going to pay for the wall? Vermont.
It now appears clear U.S. taxpayers will have to pay for it up front. What is your plan?
That's not clear at all.
So the American taxpayer will pay for the wall at first.
All it is we'll be reimbursed.
Mexico will be reimbursing the United States. It'll be reimbursed.
It may be through reimbursement. We did discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall.
I will build.
He's a liar.
The greatest
what he
wall
is. He's a liar.
That you've ever seen.
I want a gorgeous wall.
And you do a beautiful,
just tells
nice
his sheeple what they want to hear.
With beautiful,
and they leather fall right in line.
Perfect.
What's it going to be made out of? What are the walls going to be made out of?
It's going to be made of hardened concrete, and it's going to be made out of rebar and steel.
I'm talking about a wall. See that ceiling up there? Higher. We're thinking about building the wall as a solar wall. And we're going to have a door in the wall.
If they ever get up there, they're in trouble. Because there's no way to get down. Maybe a rope.
It's not a fence. It's a wall.
Yeah, it could be some fencing.
Mexico will not pay for the wall. Could we have your comment? They said yes.
The wall just got 10 feet taller.
10 feet taller.
10 feet higher.
Higher. Higher.
Higher.
Higher.
Let's say the wall costs $4 billion. $5 billion.
The wall is going to cost $6 or $7 billion.
The wall's probably $8 billion.
It's going to cost $10 billion.
The wall's going to cost $10 billion. Maybe 12.
We're putting down $25 billion for the wall.
And who's going to pay for the wall?
And his followers
don't.
Who's going to
pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall?
Yeah. Yeah. Just keep in mind, all those promises were given before he became the president. After he became the president, he then begins to contradict himself every step of the way. And Mario Murillo's telling you, hey guys, to his followers, not that of Jesus Christ, mind you. We're to follow Christ, not man. Okay? John 14:6, Hebrews 12:2. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, not these false prophets. But Donald Trump told his followers everything they wanted to hear until he became the president, and then he reversed and contradicted what he said on the campaign trail. Mexico was going to pay for it. Then, after he became president, now you're going to pay for it. It went from $4 billion on the campaign trail to him becoming the president. Now it's $25 billion. I mean, America, really, we're supposed to submit to this? Get on the Trump train or else? Are you folks kidding me? Why is America confused? Because you're listening to confused people. They're crafty, friends. They're liars. They're cunning. And Scripture warns us of this. Mario Murillo said he was protecting the family, right? Well, did you know that just a couple... As a matter of fact, let me just click onto it really quick and give you the exact date. Do your own due diligence. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Just on January 22nd, the unconstitutional USMCA's boots were made for walking all over you. Donald Trump... No longer they basically done away with NAFTA. They took on the USMCA. Donald Trump sold it to the American people as jobs, as if to suggest that it's his job to get jobs for you, which it is not. You can't find it in the Constitution. It's his job to get out of the way. He's talking about job growth, GDP, and all this other good stuff, right? That's how he sells it to you. But what you don't realize is he's funding Muslims coming into America through a welfare state, which you are paying for. Keep in mind, there's a reason they're alluring those illegals and those that are not here to assimilate. Those are the ones that I'm talking about. The borders are wide open concerning the southern border and the northern border. Don't forget about the northern border, in hopes that you'll believe that he's doing you a favor, when in fact he just gave your sovereignty over to the United Nations, just like he did your children under Betsy DeVos. You got to make clear as to what these guys are saying. And the reason Donald Trump doesn't have people that know the word around him and will actually stand up against Donald Trump is because he doesn't want people around him calling him out for who he really is, friends. Can't have that. That would expose him for who he is. He doesn't want that, and his followers wouldn't put up with it neither. Just like I just shared with you a couple segments ago. We're bashing. No, we're not bashing. We're telling you the truth that exposes those that do the lying. And see, the problem that you're having out there, friends, is those that are lying to you, they know how to lie better than most of you know how to tell the truth, to your own shame. And that's a fact. Listen to Mario Murillo's letter. I mean, he's taking heed that somebody that is doing the opposite of what he says. And he calls us never Trumpers for exposing him, for doing the opposite of what he declares. He tells us we're fighting against those that are there to protect us. Are you kidding me? And first of all, it's not the government's job, friends, to do the things that Mario Murillo highlights. It's not their job. Can't find it. You want to know why you can't find it? Because it's not there in our founding documents, right? So he's there. He's protecting our family. I showed you abortion. I showed you the homosexual agenda. I showed you the educational system, which is completely out of hand, friends, every step of the way. I just played for you concerning the ever-changing promises about the wall. And then I just highlighted the USMCA and how your sovereignty has just been signed over behind this big facade, friends, this big facade of smoke and mirrors called the impeachment process. And isn't it interesting, right after this was seen through, friends, and approved, they started to basically ramp down the whole impeachment process. Right on cue, just like I told you. Who's going to be prosecuted? Absolutely nobody. They're just going to quit reporting on it, and all of his followers are just going to go along with the new propaganda that they're inundated with. This is what people do, and that's why you're caught up into this cycle. Oh, by the way, I wanted to talk about Mario Murillo and him looking out for the family. Did you also know behind this whole facade of impeachment, did you also know that Donald Trump requested permanent reauthorization of NSA mass surveillance on America? And Americans, did you also know that he reauthorized the Unpatriot Act, the Unconstitutional Patriot Act? All behind smoke and mirrors as you are entertained by the clowns in the circus of politics. It's exactly where we're at today. The administration that promised to make America great is stripping away your rights, friends. You know, some people say to me, well, what about the deep state? Let me ask you a question. Was it the deep state that signed off on abortion in 73? Nope. It was the politician called the people's representative, the President of the United States of America. Was it the deep state that took down the Ten Commandments? Nope. It was the Supreme Court, because the American people didn't know that they weren't allowed to lawfully do what they did through an oligarchy where few rule over many. And instead of removing the judges that corrupted our law, Article 2, Section 4, what do they do? They just remove God's moral law, and they wonder why they're in trouble. Was it the deep state, friends, that came up with, after September 11th, all these agencies that are aimed at people like me and you? No, it was the politicians that signed off on them. Who is the deep state? You know, to this date, I still cannot have anybody call in and say this is who the deep state is. No. It's smoke and mirrors to get your eyes off of the very individuals that are actually doing the work of what you call the deep state. Without the politicians, the deep state can't do what the deep state does. Was it the deep state, friends, that redefined marriage when they have no business there? Nope. It was your president, criminal Barack Hussein Obama. Which, by the way, Donald Trump, here, can we go ahead and play that? This is Donald Trump saying that if the Supreme Court said that gay marriage is the law, then there's no sense in talking about it. Go ahead, listen to this. Go ahead, Sam.
Well, I guess the issue for them is marriage equality. Do you support marriage equality?
It's irrelevant because it was already settled. It's law. It was settled in the Supreme Court. I mean, it's done.
So even if you appoint a judge that...
It's done. You have... these cases have gone to the Supreme Court. They've been settled. And I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it. I'm not. Neither are Americans as a whole. Where's this guy getting off saying that what the Supreme Court says, that somehow or another they're the final arbiters? They're not to be activists. They're not to legislate from the bench. They're to play as what? A referee making reference to God's moral law, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Folks, America's so become so ignorant that they've lost the rights willfully. They're handing them over today. We got to get back to who we
are. The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see you, Cody, over on Comrex. I'm going to pick you up in just a moment because you are actually, well, you are just right on par here because I was just going to highlight, again, we're talking about the false prophets and the very things that Mario Murillo said about Donald Trump as if to suggest what Donald Trump is telling us is the truth when the opposite is true. You know, it's interesting, friends, that I was just talking about Mario Murillo saying that he's there to defend us. Well, I'm showing you the opposite is true. You know, and people, one thing I hear across the country more than anything is this. Where's the promise of prosecution in Washington, D.C.? I want to tell you, they're being promoted. They're not being indicted. They're not being charged for their crimes. And Donald Trump's followers, hey, folks, I wrote an article called Mr. President is Nothing More Than Slamming Criminal Politicians in Washington, Your Version of Justice. Yeah, the American people are appeased. Those that follow Donald Trump, they're appeased by his words. And they're appeased by his inaction. By the way, his inaction is what's destroying your country. Again, justice guards our liberties, not injustice. I wrote another article, Mr. President, you've been given the authority to prosecute criminals like Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama. You promised to do it on the campaign trail. That's what he said on the campaign trail. After he becomes the president, what does he do? He says the Clintons are good people. He said, I don't want to hurt the Clintons. They're good people. And then I wrote an article, those attacking Donald Trump are not being prosecuted. They are, in fact, being rewarded. We just seen Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, friends, buying his brand new home in Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. 11 point something million dollars. He's not being prosecuted. The Clintons are not being prosecuted. Did you see just recently, friends? You can't make this up neither. Hillary Clinton said that she wasn't going to respond to a representative on the Democratic side to her defamation claim. You want to talk about the Clintons acting like they're above the law, friends? They are. And Donald Trump does nothing but say they're good people. Again, you can't make this up. I'm going to take Cody from Illinois. Hey, Cody, thanks for calling in, man. You were ahead of the game just a little bit, but there's the Holy Ghost. So what say you?
Well, you know, one day you said that delayed justice is injustice. And last I heard, there was about 3 million federal employees. You tell me, I'm agreeing with you, Trump hasn't been able to, you know, if there's this big swamp, how come he hasn't, you know, fired a couple hundred thousand of them? It's totally unacceptable.
Yes, it is.
Three, you know, the Declaration of Independence said that, you know, he has sent hither swarms to suck out our bureaucrats, to suck out our sensitive. And, yep. You know, we're at almost 1%, I think. If that figure is right, I heard 3 million bureaucrats the other day, federal and bureaucrats. That's almost 1% of the population. And that's the one big thing I criticize. You bring up a lot of good points also, but that's the big thing I criticize about him, that, you know, he's only fired some superficial people. And, you know, so I'm total agreement with you there.
Well, I, the Bible says in Proverbs 20, verse 8, that when the king sitteth in the seat of judgment, he scattereth evil. Just the opposite of what we're seeing today, my friends, found in Psalm chapter 12. The evil and the vilest of men walk all around. And why are they? Because of lack of justice. And it's interesting, Augustine said something similar to what you just said. He said that the sovereignty, when it's not justice, it's robbery. Just think about that. You know, if the government was enforcing the laws, we wouldn't have to go out and feed the bureaucracy by getting an attorney to enforce the laws that our said representatives have already been put in place to do. And that's exactly how they're pleading in one part of this monster bureaucracy that they've created. Cody, I wanted to say one more thing to the things that you've said, and thank you for calling in, by the way. I appreciate it. I really do. It's interesting to note those bureaucracies that you're talking about and these millions of employees. Notice that those bureaucracies are being armed by that same government. They're arming the IRS. They're arming the VA. They're arming these agencies against the people that they're supposed to actually enforce the laws against criminals and protecting them. The purpose of law is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. But we're seeing now this administration doing the exact opposite. And again, keep in mind, no matter who's in the office, this is going to continuously go forward until the American people repent before God. That's just the facts. So, with that said, Cody, I totally appreciate the phone call. I could go over to the Declaration of Independence right now, and as a matter of fact, I might just do that because I think you bring up a very valid point concerning the Declaration of Independence, doing live radio here. Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned the common law also, and, you know, there was also the paragraph in there talking about, you know, he sent us to far-off lands, to, you know, far-off courts, and that's kind of the same thing we've got now. We've got all these administrative courts that in different kinds of businesses where they're forced to use administrative courts. They're denying you real common law justice. The common law courts have kind of been, have basically been hidden, and lots of issues. And thanks a lot for your hard work there, Brandon.
Yeah, it says Declaration of Independence in it, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces it designed to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is the right of the people, it is their duty of the people to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And look how we are under attack today, Cody, just like craziness. Thank you for the call. I totally appreciate it, friends. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the false prophets, friends. Friends, I'm here to show you, and again, what I'm sharing with you right now concerning the fruit found in this current administration, this is the tip of the iceberg. I was going to get to Billy Graham. I was going to get to Franklin Graham. I got to him just a little bit yesterday, but the Lord put some more stuff on my heart last night about it. I'm going to talk about that Tuesday. Folks, they're not, these false prophets are not a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Not a one of them. They're not a threat to the darkness. They're a part of it because they're feeding into it. If you're not standing against it, you're guilty of it. It's just that true. But I want to say this in ending to Mario Murillo. Again, we're talking about the false prophets making war against God and his church. A scriptural reference to Mario Murillo's unscriptural rant. Mario talking about removing the gag orders on preachers, move to restore prayers in schools. We never lost the right. But those that aren't in the battle, they don't quite understand. Like King David said, I know more than the ancients because I keep the testimonies of the Lord. They don't have the testimonies of the Lord. Folks, they're playing church in the building. They're scared to go out of the building and be the church. You know, it's interesting. Jesus said, when you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. Mark 4:17. Is that what they are? Absolutely not. They expect people to come to the church rather than them go out and be the church. Right? Luke 19:10. I mean, folks, what's going on here is nothing but an exposure of the false prophets. And then yesterday I played the audio of Donald Trump being asked by a preacher that seems upright, asking the question at Liberty University. I got a friend that's an attorney over there, asking, have you ever asked God for forgiveness? Donald didn't want to answer the question. He was evading. He was stonewalling. But we've all heard Donald Trump say, well, he never felt that he did anything wrong. That is the first prerequisite is coming to Christ, friends, is repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And what does it tell us in 1 John 1, 8-10? If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, transgression of God's law, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and his word is not in us. Right? Is that what's happening? Absolutely. You see all these false prophets pointing their finger at Donald Trump as if to suggest he is the savior of men. He is not. Jesus Christ is. And if they were faithful to Christ, the Bible says, a flattering tongue spoileth the soul, but a faithful friend and a faithful witness deliver souls. Are they delivering souls? Nope. They're driving men to subject themselves to tyranny that they might lose their soul. Not only just here, friends, but also in the afterlife. Yesterday I said this, and it's so valid, and I love when stuff like this pops out. False prophets survive off the biblically illiterates the same way favored politicians survive off the constitutional illiterates. I'll say that again. The false prophets survive off the biblically illiterates the same way favored politicians survive off the constitutional illiterates. These guys, friends, are dangerous. Mario Murillo, friends, goes on, and I end with this. Is it coming to this in America? And not just through demon-driven leftists, but through ambivalent believers who refuse to either the courage or the humility to accept the president God has given us? Hey, folks, Mario Murillo should take the time to reread that Bible that he preaches. Because if one remembers correctly, it was the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, who cried out just like that of Mario Murillo, away with him, the Christ, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto him, shall I crucify your king, the chief priests? Right? Those that claim to be God's chosen. We have no king but King Caesar. John 19:15. Hey, folks, the up-and-coming generation, they're sick and tired of the likes of Mario Murillo and his false gospel. And the group of false prophets around them, saying, gimme, 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 the prosperity message, which is in fact responsible for what we face today as the up-and-coming generations, 1 Timothy 6:5. And instead of taking responsibility, friends, what do they do? What do they do? Well, instead of righting the wrongs, they want to lay on their favorite politicians to do for them and their followers what it is that they have failed to do for decades, friends. God did give us this president. When God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.